Well, it's great to have you all here. Great that you're interested enough to participate in this discussion. And of course, I know you don't have a lot of experience observing American politics over time anyway, being as young as you are. But believe me when I say that this has been a most unusual election season so far, with the promise of more to come. And I'm interested in what you think of the process, the U.S. election system, the campaigning, the debates, the primaries, that kind of thing. Stirl, can we start with you?
Sure. I'm a big proponent of Rhode Island becoming a earlier state because, of course, New Hampshire and Iowa have their advantages with them being smaller states where lesser-known candidates can go and really introduce themselves. And there's like a cheaper media market than, say, a big state. But I think Rhode Island's media market would be more affordable, but it's also a more diverse state while it still contains the small state advantages.
So, Maddie, what do you think?
I think that the United States presidential election, at least, is in need of some reform in terms of the grassroots movement. I think there are a lot of candidates out there that just don't have the economic leverage to really start a campaign. I would like to see maybe a shorter campaigning season with more opportunity for a bunch of candidates to get involved. I think that'll make the race more exciting. That would make people more, and voters specifically, more like actively engaged in the process.
Hanan, you've lived just about all over the world. Going into this election, what are the issues that concern you the most?
Rights. I don't want to be in a situation where my rights are taken away. And if I can do something about it, I'm going to step up and try my best.
Let's get into a little bit about your background. You're a Muslim?
Yes.
And how are you experiencing that with what's going on in this country now?
Honestly, I don't get a lot of the negativity that you see often in the media. People aren't like that. People are human. You interact with them. You be polite. You be nice.
Do you see that as an issue that you would like to at least have a vote about?
I would like to try to be present and be a positive presence so that people can see the other side and not just what's being fed to them constantly from people with ulterior motives.
Coverage of people like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Let's get a little bit into what your political philosophy might be, if you've thought about that. And feel free to volunteer if you want to address that one.
Okay. This is Maddie speaking, by the way. And so my political philosophy didn't start out so much as a political philosophy, but more of a passion for social issues to see a change in the intolerance that I think is pretty rampant in certain parts of our country. It's not a problem everywhere, and there definitely are good things happening. And so for me, the major issues, just justice and tolerance, and then the economic equality, are big for me.
Stirl speaking now. I would identify as a pragmatic progressive. So I want progress in our country. I want liberal change in terms of some of the points that you made with civil rights, social equality, but I support Secretary Clinton. So to put it in that perspective, I want somebody that can get things done. I believe in accomplishing incremental change, and I think that that's the best, most effective way to get things done.
How do you stay informed about the issues?
I use Twitter constantly. Yep.
I often use Twitter as well, especially if I'm watching a debate or if there's something big happening with one of the people campaigning. And I think that once I find something that someone is saying out there in the media that either I strongly agree with or strongly disagree with, then kind of diving into that topic further and seeing what I can do to either change it or make sure that my voice is heard and that person's voice is heard and supported.
Social media as well, yes.
You're all very into social media. Now, how about your peers? Would you say that you are more politically aware than they are, or is it widespread? What do you think, Hanan?
I wouldn't say I'm more politically aware than they are, but I have been learning a lot since I've been asking them a lot of questions. And, you know, on campus, we hear a lot, especially when we have tutoring sessions, for example. People are like, no, nobody talk politics, nobody talk religion.
Yep.
And you kind of get this sensation that nobody is into any of this. And then I started just asking questions, saying, no, why are we not talking about this? This is college. This is where you're supposed to talk about this. This is where you build the foundation for what our futures are going to be and our children's. And I've found that people actually are very concerned with the issues of today and are definitely involved.
What do you think, Maddie?
I think that's a good point that Hanan made about the importance of talking about things. And in the high school environment specifically, it's hard sometimes to have a discussion go somewhere. A lot of my friends and I are very politically engaged, and we definitely have some polar viewpoints in my environment, in my political atmosphere, in my demographic, some more informed than others. And it makes for an interesting discussion because apathy in the younger voting demographic is very dangerous. But what I see is sometimes in what my first-hand experience, something that's especially dangerous is kind of disguising that apathy with regurgitated viewpoints. You get that a lot with young people. But the most important thing, just to kind of piggyback off of what Hanan said, is to talk about it, because that's how people become more informed and become more engaged on their own terms and build a viewpoint from scratch.
I like what both of you said. Very good input. When I was looking at colleges, one of the things that I didn't like about URI was the fact that in the Princeton Review book, it was rated among the top 20 colleges in the country for political apathy. So going into that, I was like, well, nobody likes politics. And while I'm there, I can see, unfortunately, the younger generation that is less politically aware, but I don't think it is as bad as the book made it out to be. Most of my friends are from college Democrats or from the campaigns that I've worked on. So they're, of course, very politically engaged.
Well, you all certainly are politically engaged as well. And I think this bodes well for the younger generation. If people are worried that you guys are not concerned about what's going on, you're all going to vote and you've all been very articulate. I want to thank you, Hanan Saeed, Maddie Mahoney, and Cheryl Carpenter for being guests on Rhode Island Public Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.